Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag, and it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All the things we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program here. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. NBA Finals last night, Jones. People are calling it the Jalen Williams game.
J-Dub.
He had a monster performance, 40 points. Nice. Put up a 40 burger on the Pacers. So they take a commanding 3-2 series lead. They covered the number. I think it was, 8.5? They've covered the last couple of wins, by the way. Buying opportunity or sucker's bet, is there going to be a game 7 in the series?
I say no.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought
probably
it was
all up
be...
to Halliburton, how healthy Halliburton
well,
is.
Well, that's a big factor. Yeah. And, like, you know, there are some elements coming into play. We talked about this earlier, where OKC is similar to Boston a year ago. SGA is not the finals MVP, and it is Jalen Williams. I'll have some questions there.
Yeah.
Although he was the regular season MVP, the actual MVP. If Halliburton doesn't play game 6, I mean, there is an element, too, of, like, it was 2-2. Halliburton already hit a buzzer beater against you, and then he was hurt for 2 straight games. That is similar to the Celtics from a year ago.
Yeah, it is. I do think the Thunder win the series. I'm not. I don't feel strongly about Game 6, but I don't see the Pacers winning either next two.
What they do, they do just clamp down defensively for long stretches. Where
they got the torture chamber.
They do.
Once you get in the torture chamber,
and
forget it.
This is something you could see if you watch the regular season games, Celtics and OKC. This is something you could see in both those games. OKC will go on these, like, 30-5 runs, 25-3 runs. They go on these ridiculous runs where they just clamp you down defensively and you can't do anything about
it. So I was already like, Thunder, you know, pretty good. I know you were saying before the playoffs began, you would have taken the Thunder in a series against the Celtics.
Yes.
After seeing what we've seen for both teams, and let's just for giggles, we'll say Tatum's healthy, would they have beaten the Pacers? Do you think the Celtics would have beaten the Pacers in a 7-game series?
I still say yes, but that would be
that's
a tougher series than I would have thought. And that's, to your point, even with a healthy Tatum.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab back.
Stanley Cup final. It could be over tonight. The cup will be in the building, as they say.
Yeah, with the creepy cup guy.
Yeah, he's wearing gloves. I don't know what he's doing there.
Who knows what those gloves have seen.
Panthers and my guy Brad Marchand just one win away. This game is in Florida. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. Is this over tonight? And does Brad Marchand win the Conn Smythe?
Ooh, yes, no.
So they win it?
To channel my inner Glenn, yes, no. They do win the cup tonight. Okay. I don't think Marchand – I want Marchand to win the Conn Smythe. I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, we looked this up. Sam Bennett.
Do you want him to win Conn Smythe?
I don't want them to win. I want the Oilers to win.
Okay,
so
but
no.
But wouldn't it be?
Connor McDavid to win.
It is kind of funny for the Bruins to try. It's like Bruce.
For me.
The second Bruce Cassidy leaves,
he didn't call for your job.
Okay, but
it's very personal with me.
But I think it kind of makes your point if he goes out and wins the Conn Smythe. Where it's
my point's already been made.
No, but
people can either choose to believe
it or
not.
But even more so, you could be the guy was the eventual Conn Smythe winner, and he was checked out here.
Yeah, he was.
I think it makes your point even more. I think there's reason for you specifically to root for it.
Apparently, Courtney.
Oh?
Called me out yesterday about, well, this is what I heard.
Oh, no.
I was listening, so I must have missed this part. She called me out because Marchand's doing well. She's like,
do you want to hear it?
You have it?
Yeah, I guess.
Brad Marchand may very well win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
I mean,
who else would
change
you give
the scenery?
It might be Sam Bennett, to be fair. He has like 15 goals in the playoffs.
Is that a swing and a miss by Rich Keefe? I'm just asking the question. I don't know.
I mean, he's not with Pasta anymore. He's playing better. Isn't that a check for Rich Keefe?
Didn't he say he was kind of like washed? I don't know.
No, I think he said him and Pasta had a bad relationship. That was the report.
Thank you for clarifying.
Deals, end of season deals that a team has done, that Panthers deal, getting him.
Yeah,
this is how you lose a job.
Good trade. Yeah, I don't believe you ever called him washed.
I never did. So this is what's frustrating.
Oh.
So she doesn't believe my report, but she doesn't even know what it is. How could she possibly think I'm wrong? She doesn't know what it is.
I think she knew parts of it. I think
no,
she
but maybe, honestly, yeah. Like there are people that choose to believe what I said or not, but did I ever, ever say Marshawn was washed?
I don't
know. And she's trying to like go retroactively be like, well, she's like, I know I'm wrong all the time when I try to like get in with these different scoops. I'm wrong every single time. I thought Sam Kennedy was buying the Celtics, for God's sakes. But I said Marshawn was washed. Now you're just changing it. It was actually more about Pastrnak in like the locker room than
correct.
Anything else.
Correct. So
she's like, "Oh, is this a swing and a miss?" No, it's not.
Marchand playing well.
It's
there.
Now more of a home run. It's like a 6-run homer. It was a grand slam before. It's now a 6-run homer.
It makes your point even more. That's why I'm saying
that's frustrating to hear. That
I think you should be rooting for him to win the concert.
Yeah,
fine.
And there's disdain in her voice.
Oh, there was definitely disdain. Yeah,
I don't know what her problem is.
Well, you know, there's definitely disdain there.
There was.
Twitch chat is right. Shime, real ride or die, though.
Shime, hell yeah. Shime's my guy.
Shime was in there.
Shime's like, no.
Riding.
Yeah, yeah. Riding. And good Sam Bennett stats by Shime. He's also sure. Diving in with that.
That's true. I don't know who else would win it. Well, maybe well, that the was, favorite, Sam Bennett.
That was frustrating.
Okay.
Man, you hate to hear it.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Key. And they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag.
How about that? Red Sox in action tonight. Trying to make it 7 in a row.
Ooh.
I've lost count. 9-2 since I got my City Connect. Yep. They're trying to make it 7 in a row. They're going to send Walker Buehler to the mound against the Mariners, 9:40 first pitch, 8:40 pregame here on WEEI.
I couldn't believe when you told me today they're back in a play. I stopped looking at the standings because they were so far
team.
Out of them. I knew they
were
over 500.
Red Sox.
I didn't realize
playoff
they woke up
team.
Today, number yep. 3 wild card, first day without Rafael Devers. What do you know?
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Shohei Ohtani pitched for the first time this season last night, and he reached 100 miles per hour on the gun. He pitched one inning.
What? Yeah, why? I saw that today. I was
just to prove that he could.
I knew he was supposed to pitch. I saw he pitched one inning. I don't even get it.
Yeah, he gave up a run on 2 hits, 28 pitches.
Like, but what?
I don't know.
If all he can throw is an inning, why not?
They still won the game.
Why not just wait until he can throw like 4 or 5? I don't even get it.
Threw 100, though.
I mean, that's sweet. Don't get me wrong. I like that a lot.
Gas.
I do like that a lot.
I mean, you can't really rehab a Simon Ohtani.
Yeah, what are you going to do? He's like, you kind of need his bat in the lineup.
Has to pitch him for an inning, then maybe
well, you
two.
Don't. He hasn't pitched at all. So you can have him.
They're getting him going.
Yeah, I know, but you can have him like work on sides and things like that to get his stamina up.
I don't know.
Jeez.
Grab bag.
Giancarlo Stanton back for the Yankees. Made his debut. Went 2-for-4 for the Yanks.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. He's back,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's back.
Boy, oh, boy.
He's
back. Lots going on while I'm snoozing, I got to tell you. Okay.
Wake up.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
How about Arkansas starting pitcher Gage Wood?
Heck yeah, I saw this.
Threw the 3rd ever college baseball World Series no-hitter. 19 strikeouts.
That's what I like. 19
Holy
Ks.
Holy mackerel.
Who was he punching out? Who'd they play?
Murray State.
The Racers.
Take that, John Morant. John Morant's going to be pissed.
Yeah, in your face. Not
a 3-0 for Arkansas. 19 punch-outs and threw a no-hitter in the college series.
I like that.
That is pretty
Red
awesome.
Sox, go get him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
just kind of ends there at the end.
Counts off.
Very good. All right. Do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag?
No, not yet.
Nope.
Some grab bag.
He's always trying to ice skate uphill.
All right, the Red Sox did win yesterday, so that means we have the Hogdale call of night.
Nice.
Roman Anthony just got his first career bomb, and like I basically missed it. Wow. Roman Anthony, man, it is his era. It's a sign. You know what? This is the sign. This is his era. This is his era. Let the coming of his name be sung in the halls, Roman Anthony! Claim your throne, for this is your era! The Roman Empire, it is here.
Okay, I mean, look, I like the I like the soliloquy there.
Yeah,
but I just
good.
He missed the home run. Now, I missed the home run last night. I let my dog out. I came back in, and I was like, wait a minute, what's Cavi? He's circling the bases.
Yeah, what's your dog doing?
But, you know,
take a little tinkle.
He's going to urinate.
Yeah, I got you.
It was late enough. He was getting ready for bed.
Right.
But what? I don't get, what's Hogdale's excuse? He's like, he's calling
Hogdale
the game.
Took a break.
He's calling the game.
He missed all the offense from the game. I don't know.
I'm just sitting at my house. I just,
listen,
I got to hear the
Roman Anthony just got his first career bomb, and like, I basically missed it.
You don't think Vince Scully ever missed a dong? You think Vince Scully ever left the booth for a minute and missed like a Eric Karros home run?
And maybe now I'm asking too many questions.
Yeah,
because I know there's some wild stuff going down in his Twitch chat. But like,
Vince Scully's?
No, in Hogdale's.
Oh, Hogs. Yeah.
But what if Hogs got a? What if he has to go take a bathroom break? Like, how does that work?
Wizinator.
Is that what you think? Is that committed?
Go Wizinator.
I wouldn't.
Or like that.
Out.
Remember that lady that drove cross country to like confront her boyfriend who was having an affair?
Yep.
She just wore a diaper.
That's how you do
She's
it.
She's like, I can't stop for
you
a bathroom break.
You gotta
every
stay
second
committed.
Counts.
Because you don't know, it's baseball. It could be a two-hour game. It could be a five-hour game. You have no idea. You're signed up for it. I bet. You're right. Hog's committed enough.
Hog, I would say, is absolutely committed. No, that's is one thing we know about this guy.
Grab bag.
All right. Top NBA performer from last night.
I know who it is.
Was it T.J. McConnell?
No.
18 points?
Good game.
4 assists?
Good game, they lost.
Was it Carson Wallace?
Kaysen?
Kaysen Wallace. 11 points?
No.
2 boards?
Kaysen and McKenzie.
Was it Pascal Siakam? 28 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists?
No.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 31 points, 10 assists?
Nope.
Or was it Jalen Williams? 40 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists.
I would say yes, J-Dub, for sure.
Yeah, it was probably that.
I heard you struck my son.
Yes, sir, I did.
Then may I ask why?
Yeah, well, because he stole John Wick's car, sir, and killed his
grab bag.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that to John Wick. Who was the best baseball performer from last night? Jones, was it?
This is a long tease, by the way.
Yeah,
who
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. Could it have been Hunter Goodman, 2 for 4, 2 home runs?
Could be.
3 RBI?
Not ruling it out.
Was it Mickey Moniak, 2 for 4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored?
Moniak.
Was it Trey Turner, 3 for 5, home run, 2 RBI?
Yeah.
Was it Ryan Pepio, 8 innings, 1 run allowed, 11 punch-outs?
Pretty nice.
Or was it Lucas Giolito, 6 scoreless innings with 10 Ks.
Give it to Lucas Giolito.
You get closer to that monitor every day.
I think the font's getting smaller.
Yeah, no,
I think they're playing games with the screen.
That's definitely what it is. I'm going Giolito, especially since I was so skeptical yesterday. I'll give the man credit.
Okay.
Good outing.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former Mariner who also pitched for the Blue Jays and Dodgers.
Okay.
Spent 11 years in the majors with just those 3 teams, Mariners, Blue Jays, Dodgers.
Starter?
Reliever. Reliever, although one-time closer and one-time All-Star.
Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
Oh. No. Oh,
good one.
One-time All-Star. He
one-time All-Star.
Broke into the bigs.
That sounds like Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
It does.
With Billy on this.
It is not.
Okay.
He was a second-round pick in the 2001 MLB June amateur draft.
What?
He made his debut in 2004 and hung it up after the 2014 season. Made his All-Star appearance with Seattle.
Okay, what year?
He was a Seattle Mariner All-Star in 2011.
This should be
where he had a career-high 37 saves.
Nice. Oh, Arthur Rhodes.
No. This guy only had 74 career saves.
So he burned real hot.
Yeah, it was real good for 1 year.
We said this name before. I don't think the teams all fit. Greg? What was his name?
Greg?
Yeah, Kevin Greg? What is his name?
Was it Greg?
Yeah, Greg. No. Two G's.
No, there's no Greg involved here.
Kevin Greg?
No.
It wasn't him?
Not a Kevin or a Greg.
I was trying to cover all my bases there, which was one.
Greg Kevin? Greg. Was it Greg Kevin?
What do we got?
I got nothing.
Nicknames?
Let's take a look.
Yeah, you got nicknames over there?
Let's take a look.
Oh, wow.
No.
Hang on. Does the Twitch chat have it? Because this is a good name.
Yeah.
Brandon League?
He got it.
I do remember him. You could have given me thousands of guesses. No chance.
That's pretty good. But
Brandon League.
For coming up with that 30 seconds ago, that's pretty good. Brandon League literally had half of his saves in one season.
Wow.
Made it count and then was kind of a bum after that.
I feel like he threw some smoke. Was he in a big trade? Was Brandon League part of a big transaction?
Yeah, that's probably true.
That fits perfectly with the Devers stuff.
It really is. It could have been in our Tier Tuesday.
I thought he was in a highly touted guy in a big trade.
He got traded for Brandon Morrow in 09.
That's not it.
Is that a hockey player?
Brandon Morrow? No.
Brandon Morrow I did like, though.
Brandon Morrow, the baseball player, was good.
Yeah.
Because he was like Sale. Was he going to be a closer? Was he going to be a starter? What is he going to be?
Yeah.
Affected his fantasy value.
Turns out nothing.
Nice. Stunk.
Turns out he didn't really give you anything.
Dude, Brandon League made $30 million.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
How is that true? You sneak your way onto one All-Star team.
Just residuals?
I guess. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works out.
Brandon Morrow? Is that making a big trade?
Yeah,
I just said that, Bill. Jesus.
Oh, get in line. You did it to me twice earlier.
All right, that's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can jump in line, 617-779-7937. That's how you hear WEEI Afternoons with Fitzy and Hart. They'll talk to Alex Cora at 5:15. We'll get you the clip du jour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.